looking up from the pit of despair. While in the pit of despair, we hate that phrase, don't we? Look up. Of course we are looking up. Only when we do look up, all we see is a nasty hole above us. We know the way out, but we can't get there. So we just resign to stop looking up to what we can't grasp. Hope. Have you ever felt so utterly afraid you couldn't even look up? What did you do? We all have our coping mechanisms. We are women who gets things done and keep on living and breathing. But deep in our souls, we know our hearts are still living in this pit. Do you know someone else who has lived in a pit and found a way out? David, in the Bible. He was a man of many emotions. And David is a great man to study. The word pit is the Hebrew word bower. It means cistern or well. It is a man-made dugout. David was metaphorically in a pit. I don't know about you, but I've never put myself in a hole on purpose. At the beach, my children like to dig in the sand and we'll put our feet in and legs in the hole, but that's the closest I've come. My husband once dug a pit in the sand so deep my six-year-old daughter plopped herself inside. She laughed at the game, but that was only because she could get out. David wasn't playing games. David was in a dungeon, prison-like pit. Psalm 40, verse 2 says it was a pit made of mire, which means mud or filled with mud. Dirty, tired, alone, and trapped, David found himself in a spiritual pit of despair. Someone else in the Bible found himself in a real pit. Joseph. In Genesis, we read that Joseph was put in a pit by his brothers. A young boy at the time, Joseph surely felt like David. Poor and needy, both David and Joseph felt like we do sometimes. Although it is cliche and so hard, the first step to getting out of the pit is to look up. Before you get mad, can I offer a suggestion? I don't mean to just look up. I mean, look up at the right person. So many times while in my pit, I looked for my husband to make me feel better, or my friends, or my family. I would search and see if social media or my own children could help me out of this pit. Other times I found I would look to clothes or shoes or anything I could buy to get me out of the pit. I jokingly called it shop therapy. Food was always there too. Chocolate didn't ask questions. Chocolate understands, right? Those things made me feel like I was climbing out of a pit for a moment. But really, they left me empty, and I never was really out of the pit. I knew the true answer, and you know the answer too. God. Running to God during our times of despair is easy to talk about, but how do we do it? And how can we keep seeking God in the midst of our fears? How do I find God faithful in the midst of the pit? We look to Scripture for our light while sitting in the pit. And there we will find God's faithfulness never changes, even when our circumstances do. Joseph went from being the favored son of a wealthy man to being sold into slavery and ultimately ended up in prison because someone else lied about him. Was God still faithful in Joseph's story? We say yes because we know the end. But what about our story? We don't know the end of our story. But we do know God is still faithful. The same faithfulness Joseph believed in can be the faithfulness we find. Joseph waited a long time for God to restore him. At one point, Joseph was in prison, forgotten, for 2 years. Waiting patiently is not something we want when trouble, bitterness, storms, and darkness are in our lives. Many times God asks us to wait. In Joseph's life, although he did what was right and walked with God, God blessed him, but God did not take him out of the circumstances he was in. Joseph was still in a pit, sold into slavery, falsely accused, thrown into prison, and forgotten for 2 years. Genesis 40:23 says, "Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him." Forgotten by everyone but God. Do you feel forgotten by everyone in your pit? You aren't. God sees you and is with you in your despair. You are remembered. Psalm 105:8. God remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. Psalm 112, verse 6. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. And Psalm 136, 23. It is he, God, who remembered us in our low estate, for his, God's, steadfast love endures forever. You are not forgotten by God. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 136. Let me read it to you. Before I read it, I wanted to say one other thing. When I read the phrase, "His mercy endures forever," the word "mercy" is actually a word which means his covenant-keeping love. So think about that, friend. This word is actually talking about a God who promises to love you. He's promised to remember you, and he does. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever, and gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever, who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever.